This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Planning is underway for a controversial land deal that will develop a parcel of open space in Burlington that used to be owned by Burlington College. Now, Molly Walsh has been following that story for 7 days, and she joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Molly, great to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you, Mitch.
Well, first, remind us of the history of this parcel of land. What is it, and why is it so controversial?
Well, this is a very large parcel that is mostly undeveloped in Burlington. It overlooks Lake Champlain. It has trails leading to the beach. It has community gardens. And for decades, really, it's served as just a lovely natural area that neighbors and people from more distant parts of the city would walk on and enjoy. It was it operated as an orphanage for around 100 years. The historic structure close to North Avenue was built in 1884 and run by the Sisters of Providence as an orphanage. The orphanage closed. It emerged that children had allegedly been abused at the orphanage, and while the church questioned some of those allegations, they ultimately made out of court settlements to many residents of the orphanage, and the property in that sense has a dark past. It later was used by the diocese as offices, and then the diocese sold the property to Burlington College. Burlington College then hit financial trouble and needed to sell the acreage. So earlier this year, a housing developer by the name of Eric Farrell purchased 27.5 acres for $7.65 million.
So the deal is complete to this developer, Eric Farrell, and he's purchased the land. And as you said, it sounds like, despite some of the dark past with the orphanage, it's a rather beautiful amount of land here overlooking the lake, et cetera. What does he plan to do with it, this developer?
Well, he has not said exactly what yet, and he hasn't filed any permits for the 27 acres. He's indicated he wants to build housing, and the property could, under the zoning, accommodate hundreds of units. It's unclear exactly how many units will be proposed on that part of the property. He has proposed 60 units of apartments on the portion of the property that Burlington College retained. Critics of the development would like to see the entire 27 acres conserved, which the owner of the property has said he's not interested in doing.
So there was a meeting this week about this, just the beginning, the planning stage. What was sort of the purpose of that meeting this week?
Well, the developer, the city, the Vermont Land Trust, and Champlain Housing Trust have embarked on a partnership designed to give the public more input than the public usually has through the regular design review process. After controversy about potential development emerged earlier this year, the city kind of led the way to create this process with support from the developer. And people at this meeting on Tuesday evening were very frustrated by the format. Members of Save Open Space Burlington had hoped to have an open mic forum where the crowd could express their opinions to one another as a group. Instead, the format was a short presentation and then breaking out into small groups. And so several speakers said that format was sort of designed to prevent democracy. Those remarks actually generated applause. So I guess critics of the format were quite numerous, but the city stuck with the format even after being interrupted multiple times. The director of Parks and Rec said, no, we're sticking with this format, in spite of the fact that it appeared to frustrate many members of the audience.
So people were unhappy with the process, unhappy with the format, but even if they had an open mic, as they wanted, how much power would this public input really have over this if it's already a done deal with the developer and he says he's not going to conserve the space?
Well, the question, I believe, is how much of the space of this acreage might be conserved. it sounds like quite a few people are on board with conserving special parts of it, perhaps 6 to 10 acres, I've heard, perhaps more. So I think there's some room for discussion around that. There's room for discussion around improvement and conservation of the existing trails. There's room for discussion around formalizing the community garden space arrangements that exist right now. And who knows what else could unfold. Certainly, critics of the development, many of them do want most of that land to remain open, and they feel that it's a special and unique property. They, in some cases, are sympathetic to the argument that Burlington desperately needs affordable housing, but they say, let's put it somewhere else. Let's do redevelopment where there already are buildings. Let's not take this very unique property in Burlington and put housing on it. Let's keep it open.
Well, finally, Molly, what's next for this project, and will there be another chance for some public input?
Yes, I believe there will be. The public design process is going to continue for another couple of months, and the partners are hoping to come up with a proposal midsummer. They will share the feedback that they've been gathering so far. And then, of course, any project that is proposed must go through the city review process, which has multiple public meetings. And it's also likely that if it's a larger scale project, it will need to go through the State Development Review Law, Act 250. There, again, there would be opportunities for the public to participate.
We'll look forward to your reporting on this story as it develops. Molly Walsh is a reporter for 7 Days. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much.